Okay, so let's just jump right in. Tonight's shiur, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. So where do these two terms come from? It's a pasuk in source number one, the Navi Yeshayahu and Perek Nun Ches. Some actually recite these pasukim when they make Kiddush Rabbah. By the daytime Kiddush, which is Kiddush Rabbah, is it's a sagi nohar. It's a euphemism. It's the big Kiddush because it's really a small Kiddush, meaning Maker Hadin, all a person would really have to do would be to... stop share. Wait, did I lose my screen? Really, all a person would have to do, technically speaking, is... What's it called? Just say a Brei Priyagofen. But we add Pesukim beforehand, right? So some start with Im Toshiv Mishabat Raglecho Asois Chapatzecha Beyon Kodshi. If you're going to hold back from doing what you want, your desires on my day, the cross l'shabbos onig, kosh Hashem mechubad vechibadito me'asoyis derechechem etzol chavtzecha v'daber dover. So there's a lot of things to talk about from this pasuk, like v'daber dover, that we have to speak differently on Shabbos, but we're going to focus on kosh l'shabbos onig, right? Having an onig Shabbos. That's one idea. And all it says, Mechubad v'chibadito me'asois derechecha. So onig, can I highlight? I should be able to highlight this, right? If I highlight my terms over here, here we have onig, and here we have kavod Shabbos. So they both come from this, you can see that, right, when I highlight the screen? That comes across? Yeah, okay, good. So these are the terms. And that really, you know, then we'll... We'd spoken on previous occasions on the Shabbos Mevorachim Chabura when you have like Zohar Veshomor. So those are derises. Those are sources from Mitzvah Sase, Mitzvah Slos Sase. How do I understand when the Navi tells me to do something? The Navi tells me to have an Oreg Shabbos. The Navi tells me to have a Kavod Shabbos. So we'll discuss that in a minute. But I'll share with you Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. How we implement these things. Okay, we're good. So comes along the Gemara and says like this. We're echoing. I'm echoing.
Yeah.
Okay. Still.
Now it sounds better.
Okay. Omer Yehuda, Omer Rav. Kol ha-me'aneges ha-shabbis. Anybody who is me'aneges ha-shabbis, who gives it oneg, who does this, nosin lo mishas libo. He has his heart's desires are given him. Shnei Mars, the pasuk says, v'his aneg, right? There's my word right there. Oneg Shabbos, ayin nun gil. Hashem, v'itin lecha, mishos libecha. Oneg, ze eni yadei mahu. I don't know what means to have oneg. Sha'om, when the poor says, v'karos Shabbos oneg, that's our pasuk right from back up here, right? In the Navi in source number one. Have the omer ze oneg Shabbos. So if a person has oneg Shabbos, then the reward for that, says the Gemara, is you're given the desires, the request, the she'elos libo. So a fascinating idea. What's the connection between these two? Why would that necessarily be the case that if you're doing Oneg Shabbos, your heart's desires will... I'm keep clicking the wrong buttons over here. Okay, no. Whoops, I got to keep... Whenever I let somebody in the room, it clicks off the thing. Let's go back to here. Fine. Source number three is the Ben Yehoyada. Does anybody know another name for the Ben Yehoyada of Yosef Chaim? He was the Ben Ish Chai. Great, great Sephardic posek. He says like this. He's quoting on a Gemara. The Ben Ish Chai, Ben Yehoyada's commentary on Gemara Shabbos says, Kol ha-ma'anigas ha-shabbos, no shimas libo. Nira libisat shemaya mida kineged mida. Somehow the fact that if we have an oneg Shabbos, Hashem giving us our heart's desires, that's mida kineged mida. So one thing just in general, whenever we talk about mida kineged mida, that really is a deep hashkafic idea in the sense that means Hashem is all-powerful. I might have mentioned this in previous years. Mida kineged mida means that whatever I do, Hashem can reward me for. And the opposite, Hashem does wrong. Hashem could punish him midah k'neged midah. But by definition, you can only do something midah k'neged midah if you're hakol yochol. If you could do anything you wanted to. Because if you couldn't, then like the person would do something really great or something really bad, and then Hashem couldn't do anything about it because he doesn't have to be able to reciprocate. So when we say Hashem's doing things midah k'neged midah, the depth of that idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants to. He's unlimited. So the Ben Yehoyada is saying the fact that we're giving an Oneg Shabbos, that leads to our getting our desires answered. He says like this, D'shoyim Shabbos Maisa V'dibur Einech Shabbazeh Ma'anigas HaShabbos. If a person is going to be Shomer Shabbos and keep things V'maisa V'dibur, that with my actions and with my thoughts, that's not called Oneg. That's just what one's required to do by the basic letter of the law. Ki bezeha adam chay min hadin. That you need to do that, right? Now it's interesting when we talk about v'daber dover, speaking about things. A person's not supposed to speak about malacha. I might have mentioned in the story where Sobolovsky relates that he was telling the girls in one of the classes at Stern that you're not allowed to mention driving. You know, you can't say I'm driving to the airport after Shabbos, because driving's a malacha. A person could say, I'm going to the airport, and we all understand what it means when you say, I'm going to the airport, right? We know you're not walking, but you didn't mention a malacha. So saying by going to the airport, that's okay, but you can't say I'm driving. So there was a girl who heard this halacha, and like that Shabbos, she went home, and she was correcting her parents the whole time. So the mother by the end says, I would say to you that you're driving me crazy, but you would correct me and say, you're going me crazy. Right? That's the... That's the din. The din is that they're only about speaking about things. You have to speak differently. So says the Ben Yehoyada, speaking and actions we must do, that's me'ikar hadin. The ein oneg ela b'mosros. An oneg Shabbos is when we do something that's above and beyond. Shomer Shabbos gam behirhur ze nikra ma'aneg Shabbos. So even with our hirhurim, when we're doing that, one second, or hirhurim, that's the oneg Shabbos. Because as we say in the Zmiros, hirhurim mutarim, l'shadech abonos, our hirhurim, we're allowed to think about business. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. It's not going to probably, give a person, unnecessary heartache thinking about business on Shabbos, but technically speaking, that's allowed. Only the machshava and the dibur. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Only the maisa and the dibur is what we must do. But if we hold back on our thoughts, then that's like an internal thing. Says the Ben Yehoyada, dihirhur eino oser min hadin. You could think about it. You could think about all the phone calls you have to make. You could think about all the how you're going to diversify your portfolio. You could be thinking about all these things. The ein oneg el b'moisros. And when a person has an oneg, a delight is from something that's above and beyond, like a luxury, like I enjoy, a good dessert, right? Lechein, therefore, mida keneged mida, because a person didn't think about things that he could have, nosnin lo mishalos libo, what his heart is asking for, his heart is lying, deshmiras behirhur hu belev. That's why we're Shomer. Your heart was Shomer Shabbos, so the reward, Mita Keneged Mita, for your heart keeping this, that's how you get the Shas Libo. Beautiful insight into the Gemara. Let's take more of a halachic approach now, trying to quantify what exactly is the level of obligation. So you have here in the next section, it's Machloikis Rishonim. You have here the Sefer Yerayim, right, in Germany, 1120 to 1175. He's considered to be one of the Bali Toisos. And a Sefer, it's arranged topically on the mitzvahs, he says like this, mitzvahs oneg Shabbos gemara gemira law. What does that mean? Whenever you see that phrase, gemara gemira law, do you know? It's a buzzword. It's code. Gemara gemira law? Ah, very good. Excellent. So it's a halach l'moishim misinai. So if it's a halach l'moishim misinai, so then what's the next question we have to ask? Where do we, which source gave us the mitzvah of oneg? Give you a hint, it wasn't in the Chumash. Right? The Navi. The Navi came along. Yeshayahu tells us about Oneg Shabbos. So how can the Sefer Yerayim tell me, no, really, it's a halach l'moishim misinai? What, in the Navi, Yeshayahu is the one who discovered it? So he says, yeah. Ad de osa Yeshayahu v'asmach b'kroah. He made it an asmachta. He pointed out that this is a thing that's been here all along, but I'm just giving you a pasuk to hang this on, right? Ksiv, as we saw the pasuk back in source number one, right? V'kros l'shabbos oneg. So that idea says the Sefer Yeroim, it's really d'oraisa. It's really a din d'oraisa. So now we come to the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion about Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. So you have here some of the major things that the Rambam wrote, right? Mishnah Torah, which we're going to learn from right now, is a monumental work that went through every single daf in Shas and arranged things by topics. So Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos tells us like this. Whoops. Arba Devarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four categories, four concepts that are mentioned in Shabbos. Shnayim min HaTorah, Shnayim min Divrei Soifrim. V'mefarshim al Yidei HaNeviim. So from the fact that Rambam says there are four topics, two are Midoraisa, and two of them Midivrei Soifrim, that's a huge topic unto itself, what the Rambam means whenever he writes Divrei Soifrim. But let's explain simply for right now, that Divrei Soifrim, and this is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody, let's just say simply that Divrei Soifrim means it's Dirabonan. And the proof it's not Dirabonan is because the Rambam said, Arba Devarim, Nemru B'Shabbos, it says, Shnayim min HaTorah, right? It doesn't say that there are four from the Torah, so you see that by definition, two are from the Torah and two from somewhere else. So that's different than the way the Yoreim was learning. The Yoreim in source number four was telling us that really it's a halakha l'Moshe M'Sinai. It's Dirabonan. The Navi mentions it, but yeah, the Navi didn't like make it new. The Navi was just pointing out something that had been there all along. He just wrote it down. The Rambam seems to be saying differently, right? Shebetorah, on the second line, Zocher v'Shomor. Those are the two mitzvahs. Aseh is Zocher, mitzvahs Lois Aseh is Shomor. Shnis Parsha Idei Neviim, Kavod v'Oneg. The other two categories which the Neviim gave us are Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. So clearly it would seem to be, if we stopped right now, it would be a machlokis between the Sefer Yoreim on the one hand and the Rambam. The Sefer Yoreim learns that Oneg Shabbos is a din d'oraisa, and the Rambam is saying it's divrei sofrim. So that's the simple way of understanding the machlokis. But then the Chasam Sofer at
is it always d'rabbanan?
Divrei sofrim
in the Rambam.
That's like a shir unto itself. Whenever the Rambam, the famous case that were when I first saw this in yeshiva was but when the rest of the Rambam writes about kesef kiddushin, right? That's divrei sofrim. So it's not so simple. The more one looks into it, I think Rabbi Simon gave a series of shirim on this topic and really developed the idea in great depth. But it's not so poshut. Not poshut at all what it means, but I'm trying to keep things poshut right now and say, thing. But the Chasam Sofer is maybe it's different. Maybe it's not exactly such a big machloikis, right? The Chasam Sofer here in Hungary, 1762 to 1839. The Chasam Sofer like this. Rambam Kosov Oneg Shabbos Chodo Humi Divrei Sofrim Dechsiv Yishayahu Kross L'Shabbos Oneg. Hine, Ein Kavono So Shehu Rak Mitzvahs Derabonan Omi Divrei Kabbalah Kimo Purim. The Rambam does not mean, the way the Chasam Sofer is learning it, is that these are Mitzvahs Derabonan, or these are a Divrei Kabbalah, which is like the Nevi'im were called Divrei Kabbalah, because they're Koivil. They're Ko means to complain. The Nevi'im are always complaining, so that would seem to be almost like a higher level than a Dirabonan. It's not Diraisa, so it's like a middle ground, Divrei Kabbalah. He says, no, says the Chasam Sofer, Ella Diraisa Mamish. So the way the Chasam Sofer learns the Rambam, is he's saying the same thing as the Yoreim. Oneg Shabbos is also Diraisa. Never Lemoshe Rebbeinu Olav Ashalom Baal Peh, Halach Lemoshe Mesinai, V'os Yishav Asmachta Akroh. So interesting that one, I would not have read the Rambam the way the Chasam Sofer was reading this. I would have read it that it's clearly a machloikis over here. De ilote mahachi, if you don't say like this, right? Shehi halach lo moshe misinai, ein hanavi rashoy l'chadesh dover. A navi is not allowed to create something new. So you can't tell me that, okay, we had the concepts derisive of keeping all the mitzvahs lo sase, mitzvahs ase, mitzvahs lo sase, and then comes along Yeshayahu and is mechadish something? A navi is not allowed. Ein navi shvei lechadish dover meato. He can't do this. So Ella Korach says the Chasam Sofer halacha lemoishi misinahi v'arambam korele divrei sofrim. Okay, the Rambam calls like he says here kidarko shal rambam bikidushe kesef, because sometimes he calls things divrei sofrim but really it's deraisa again. at the end, the takeaway from this is not really necessarily to work out the Rambam Shita of Divrei Sofrim throughout his entire Mishnah Torah. But the takeaway from this is, according to the Chasam Sofer, it really is a Din Daraisa, and there is no Machlokas. So one way we could learn, before we came on to the Chasam Sofer, it's a Machlokas, Onig Shabbos, Daraisa versus Derabonan. The way the Chasam Sofer learns, no, there simply is not any Machlokas, and they're both saying that the Chiv of Onig Shabbos is, in fact, from the Torah. All right. Your questions? Feel free to ask. From the time span. It means from the time span of when the Chumash was given, but it's not written in the actual Chumash. But it's part of the oral tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he taught Hilchos Shabbos, he told people there's a requirement of Oneg. Now, we don't know what yet Oneg is. We'll have to, that's the next piece of the Shir, to figure out what exactly are examples of Oneg in Kavod Shabbos. But it comes from that time period. Yeah, but even though it's not written necessarily in the Chumash. Good question. Okay. Let me just move on to... Here comes the Rambam. Eizehu kavod. What's an example of kavod? Sezesh amr chachamim shemitzuz adam lirchoitz panov yada v'raglav v'chamim be'erv Shabbos v'mpnei kavod ha-Shabbos v'misate betitzis v'yoshi v'chavod rosh miyachia l'kavod ha-pnei Shabbos. K'mo shu yoytzi likras ha-melech. So the Rambam tells us that one thing we do is we wash our face, our hands, and our feet, which the modern application is you take a shower. You take a shower on Friday afternoon. That is Kavod Shabbos. And then we're Misatzef Betzitzis, Plantalis, and we sit B'Kovod Rosh. Now, I believe Rabbi Jason DePell pointed this out to me many years ago, that this idea of Kavod Rosh also appears by davening. So if you look at how the Rambam's explaining preparing for Shabbos, it's exactly parallel to what we do when we prepare for davening. We wash our hands before davening, we put a talis on, we sit with Kavod Rosh, right? And we're greeting the Pnei HaShabbos. We're having a conversation with the king. Davening is standing in front of the king. Shabbos is being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, 25 hours. V'chacham ha-rishonim ha-yemekabtzin talmidehim be'erev Shabbos v'mis'atvim v'omrim bo v'neitzi likras Shabbos HaMelech. Right, they would get the Talmidim together, and this was elaborated upon by the Rabbonim in Tzvas, who lived after the Rambam, but the idea about doing Kabbalah Shabbos, let's greet the Shabbos king, Shabbos queen. Next halacha in Gimel, Kvod Shabbos sheilbash ksus nikia. You should wear nice, clean clothes for Shabbos. V'lo ye malbush achol kemalbush haShabbos. One should not wear the same clothing that they wear during the week for Shabbos. Persons have special Shabbos clothing. V'im ein lo lahachlif mishalshel taliso k'dei shelo yehe mabusho b'kamabu shachol. So if you don't have one, you should the talis there doesn't mean like a talis that we have. It means like your outer garment, you should flip it around and invert it so it shouldn't be like the same. V'ezra tikin she ha'am mechabsin b'chamishi mipnei kovod haShabbos. And there was a special takana that Ezra made that one should do the laundry on Thursday in order to have clean clothes for Shabbos. I think they say from Rav Shach that he didn't have more than one shirt, but he wanted to keep this din of doing the laundry. So on Thursday nights, he used to learn, he would wash his one shirt, and he would learn just in his undershirt and talis katan on the roof in yeshiva while he was doing his laundry to fulfill this requirement. But that's what the Rambam says, that we should do our preparing it. So we saw taking a shower is Kavod Shabbos, putting on nice clothes is Kavod Shabbos, doing the laundry. I'm going to skip Dalet for a minute. Actually, I'm going to skip down a little bit to Vav, the next page. Afapi Shahaya Adam Choshev B'Yoyser. Let's say you're a very important guy. You're like, you're a big shot. You're a CEO of a company. Ooh-ah. So even if you're an Adam Choshev B'Yoyser, V'ein Dark Alikach Devarim in Hashuk, and you would never, ever, ever go to Stop and Shop. Like, you don't do that sort of thing. You have your workers. They do all the shopping for you. You don't go to the market. V'lolis Asik B'Malachos B'Shev Bayis. And you don't sweep the floors, you don't do the windows, you don't make the beds. This is just not something. You've got hired help for all of these tasks. Listen to the Rambam says, Chayiv lasois devarim shein letzorech Shabbos begufo, shezehu kvoido. a person is chayev to do something physical in the act of getting the home ready for Shabbos. That is your kavod. They would chop up the wood for the fire. The vashavenu, they could cook. Uman shahayim mevashel o moleach baser o goydo psilos o malik neros. They would prepare the meat. They would salt it. They would prepare the candles. They have light in the house. Umehen mishahayitze v'koyne devarim shehen letzorich Shabbos. Michael umashkev. They would someone go out and buy the foods and the drinks. Afal pi she'ein darko bekach. Even though that's not their normal way of doing it. They don't do the shopping. That's not their thing. Nevertheless, they should go. You should do something preparing lechavet Shabbos. And here comes a lashon from the Haggadah. V'chol amarbe b'davar zeh, harei zeh meshubach. The more you do this, the more you help out and prepare for Shabbos. That is praiseworthy. Person should think that this is beneath my kavod. I'm going to highlight this. Look what the Rambam says. Your kavod is preparing for Shabbos. You're preparing for the king. That's the greatest possible thing you could do. You know, by in Hasidic circles, to be one of the gebayim, to be a mishamish, to serve the Rebbe, that's a chosh of a thing. So here, we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're preparing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very chosh of a thing. That's our kavod. It's not beneath our dignity. This is our dignity. This is our kavod. Good. So up until now, the Rambam had given examples of kavod, and now, starting with Halacha Zion, he switches his Ezehu Oneg. What are examples now of the mitzvah, again, which is either Deraisa or Divrei Kabbalah, of Oneg? What's the mitzvah Oneg? Zeh she'om chacham chetzorech l'sakin tavshil shomein b'yoyser u'mashkim avusam l'shabbos. You should get some geshmak food. Get some good fatty meat. Get some good drinks. But here's a key word. I got to underline this as well. Hakol lefi mamono shel adam. Everything depends upon a person's financial status. Don't overdo it. Don't spend beyond your means. If you can afford to get fancy foods and nice drinks, you should. But if you can't, you shouldn't. We'll come back to that in a minute. But again, a similar thing we just saw by the by Kovod. V'chol hamarbe, anybody who spends a lot, b'hotzah Shabbos, v'tikun ma'acholim, rabim v'tovim, harei zeh meshubach. If you're spending to make a nice meal for the king, that's great. But look at what the Rambam says in Halacha Vav Zayin. V'im ein yado maseges, right? And if you can't, you just can't afford to spend money to get these things. If all I can get are like some simple vegetables or something like that, that's good. One is not required to go around asking for handouts and begging in order to have money for their Shabbos. Omer Chachom and Rishonim, it says the Gemara, Asei Shabbat Chachol v'al titztarech lebrios. It's better to make your Shabbos a simpler weekday-like meal rather than have to come to collect. So if you can afford to get nice meats and yummy foods and potato kugels, geschmack, you should. If you can't, and all you can afford is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, it's better to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches than have to borrow from others. Important idea in just budgeting, literally, our expenses and what our priorities should be in terms of preparing for Shabbos. Mi shehaya oneg v'oshir hare kol yom of kishabbos. So let's say you have the fancy meats every night. You get a good steak dinner with some potatoes on the side, and you have a nice salad and a soup and a dessert. That you got a full, you get chont every night. It's a ganz yor freilich by you. You're doing very well. You should still have something different on Shabbos than you have during the week. And if you can't change what you're eating, you should at least change when you're eating. If you normally eat early, you should eat later. If you normally eat later, you should have an earlier. This reminds me of, I was teaching this halacha at Na'ale, and I shared the following story with the girls. That there was a shiur that was given in Manhattan, this is back years ago, And I want to make sure I say this all correctly. Apparently, something along the lines of where the Rav would give the they have davening in the shul. And like, you know, imagine the clocks are changing, and it's a winter, and you know, your Shabbos is you're there by 4:15 and you're done davening by 5:15. So you go home, 5:15, no one's eating dinner. These were like businessmen who normally ate at 6:30, 7 o'clock. That's the normal dinner time. They didn't want to eat dinner at 5:15. So they asked the Rav to please give like an hour-long shiur on Friday nights before going home, before making Kiddush, before eating anything, because they wanted to have their dinner on Shabbos the same time they had that. So Salvation Point, that's wrong. It's against the Beferish. The Rambam says that you should have a different time of eating. It should be different. It shouldn't be like a quote-unquote regular meal. A little earlier than you normally eat, a little bit later than you normally eat, but something should be something different about our Shabbos meal, certainly in terms of...
But the Rambam only talks about
it's a good point you're making. But even afal pichen, even that you shouldn't make. Let's say you're right. So you normally have your a simpler meal at 7 o'clock. You also have my Shabbos meal at 7 o'clock. No, the meal should be at a different time. It should be something else. In addition to that, even if you are changing the food as well, yeah, it's not the haba hatali. It's not only if I can't change.
With the concept of if you have the same kind of food every day, you really don't have the resources to have a different kind of food, that this be the idea that you might use a certain set of dishes only for Shabbos, in other words, to make it special in that way?
That as well, yeah. You should have special dishes for Shabbos, correct. Now, this is also an interesting thing. I think we might have mentioned this, and again, I'm on the Shabbos Mevorchim Chaburas. But what's the more chosh of a meal? Is it the Friday night meal or is it the daytime meal? Suda Shnia. Which is the more chosh of one in halacha? What do you think?
I would say that it's for Friday night because that's the more important, that's the bigger kiddush.
Oh, Lawrence, you're saying well? But, you're saying, well, but, you're right, the Kiddush is more important, the Kiddush is deraisa Friday night. However, ironically, the meal on Shabbos day, Kavod Yom is Odif, it's the daytime meal. So if you have like only one potato kugel and you can't figure out which meal to serve it at, you should serve it at the daytime meal. That's true. And part of the reason why we do make a second Kiddush, Durabonin, on Shabbos day, Kiddush Rabbah, what some of the Rishonim learn, is because of that reason what you just said. The daytime meal is the more chashuva one, so we want to make a Kiddush on that one as well. So we add the Kiddush Durabonin at that as well. All right. Let me...
Why is the daytime meal considered more chashuva?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure. It certainly is, but what the source of that is, I'm not clear. I meant to look into that a little bit more to find out why. Could be I just forgot something, but I'm not sure why. I'm positive it is the more chosh of a meal, but the source for that seems to be escaping me right now. I can't think of the reason why. Let's go with one halacha test. This is interesting. Chayav adam lechol shalosh sudos b'Shabbos. So we know you have to have three meals on Shabbos. Achas arvis, achas shachris, achas b'mincha. Besarich lizagir b'shoshus elu shelo yifchois mehen klal, right? Afilu onim his partner has been a tzedakah, so it's shlosh, you still have them. Where's the line I want to look at? Im haya chole mirov achila o shahaya misane tami pod mishlosh. Here it is. Vitzarich likboa kol su'udah mishloshtan al hayayin v'likboa shtei kikaros. Each of the three meals should have yayin and lechem mishnah. So this is the source for those who make Kiddush by Shalosh Sudos. The Hasidim, they make a Kiddush here, which means a Berei Pi HaGafen. This is a beautiful minhag for those who have a cup of wine or grape juice. It doesn't matter what you're doing it on, but to make a Berei Pi HaGafen, there are actually some psukim they read by the mon. But the Rambam's opinion is to make Kiddush at all three meals. Just like you have Lechem Mishnah, you see it beferish, I just highlighted. Sarech likboa kol su'uda mishloshton al yayin likdo al sheki karos. Okay, so these are some examples. We did a lot on the onig, and we did a lot about the kavod. Question really is, what's the difference? why, when the Rambam was clarifying these halachas, so some of these that we saw right here on the things were about taking the shower and cleaning up the house and making sure everything is set in its place. All those things were covered Shabbos. And then it started talking about eating the foods and having the meals and the Lech Mishnah. All those were Onig Shabbos. So the Gra comes along and tells us the rule, right? The Gra has it right here. Ratza Lomar, the difference between these two categories, Onig Hu B'Shabbos Atzmo. All the examples that we gave of Onig were on Shabbos day itself. Kavod Hu B'Erev Shabbos. The cover all the things that we did to prepare for Shabbos. So for example, like taking a shower, right? That's Kavod Shabbos. Changing your clothing, that's Kavod Shabbos. Putting on top, these were all examples then. Oneg, well, that's what we talked about, eating the delicious food and having the nice drinks and doing all these things. So the Gra really tells us that's the rule, that's the difference. So, I think on one of the Friday night years ago, I pointed out that based upon this Gra, there's something that's always bothered me. And I've heard answers, but between me and you and Zoom, I'm not satisfied with the answers that I've heard. But many, I've seen big rebbes, and they'll be taking a bite of their food before and Kavod Shabbos. Before they have the soup, Kavod Shabbos. So you look at this Gra, and that's not Kavod Shabbos according to the Gra. According to the Gra, what category is that? Right in here? Onig, yeah. It's Onig Shabbos. I don't know. Again, I've heard answers, but I am not. They don't. What can I tell you?
You're asking a question from a Gran Chassidim.
That's why I put in the footnote here. He was known as Hagon Achosim Mivilna. The girl was called Achosim Mivilna. So, right. By the way, I was once when I think it was a Sham Zochen in the Shtibel. So Reb Nachum Horowitz asked me to speak. So I said over a Gra. So I said, you know, you probably weren't expecting to hear comment of the Vilna Gaon in the Shtibel tonight. So Reb Nachum Horowitz got the last laugh. He came over to me after. He says, the Gra, I've heard of him. He's one of the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, no? I said, touche, you got me back. All right. Good day. Well, what's going on in the chat? Does the Rambam require Shalosh Shudos on Yom Tov? No. Because Shabbos is mentioned three times by thing. The Rosh does. The Rosh does require, the question in the chat was, do you have to have Shalosh Shudos on Yom Tov? The Rosh actually does for Pesach, but why that is a little beyond the scope. So let's end with Chassidus.
What? Say that right there, the Rambam.
The Rambam, you want to go back?
Right by that.
V'chein b'yomim tovim. Yeah, I don't think so. I hear what you're saying. You said the Rambam says, but v'chein b'yomim tovim. So it's only, I don't think. I'll look into it more. Maybe. Yeah, let me look in the commentaries on the Rambam. Ira, you gave me homework. It's a good question. I don't think he does, but let me look more before. What's that? No, it's.
No, I don't want to give you more homework.
It's okay. It's okay. So we got to end with the coin. By the Polish Chassidim, the coin was Rav Tzadok a coin. So he's a Talmud the Ishbitzer. So says the Rav Tzadok like this: Miklalos Divrei Harambam Sham Beperek Lamed. I learned, I understand the following. Anything a person, any tircha, any effort that a person exerts beforehand, that hakol bichlal kovet Shabbos. Afilu yeh hatarech litzorech dover shel oneg. Even if the kovet you're doing is for the oneg, you're chopping down the wood to cook the food, to make the thing you're going to eat on it. V'chein bedin. This is logical. The oneg can only happen on the day itself when you're having the pleasure right then. The kavod is anything that you do beforehand to prepare it. That's the way it is, that you have to prepare for the king before he comes. So all of the hachanas that we do fall into the category of kavod, and then all the actual pleasure on the day itself, that's the inyan of oneg. And you'll find something fascinating, that you could have two people sitting right next to each other, or now sitting 6 feet apart from each other, social distancing in shul, but these two people who are next to each other could have totally different experiences on Shabbos. Why is that? Why is it that for one person, it's an amazing, it's the most uplifting, it's the highlight of their week. And the other person, okay, you know, it's my routine. I go through the 6 days, and now I do my Shabbos. Okay, but, you know, no big shakes, nothing to write home about. How could Shabbos affect two people so differently? And the Teretz is, from the Svarim HaKadoshim, it all depends on the hachana, the preparation. It all depends on how much a person spends during the 6 days of the week getting ready for Shabbos, thinking about Shabbos, doing physical actions to prepare for Shabbos. The more we prepare, the bigger kalim, the bigger vessels we make in order to receive the light of Shabbos. Person does a little bit of hachana, so a little bit of light can go in. Person does big hachanas. Person does tremendous preparation throughout the week, and they're thinking about it, and they're buying their seltzers and Shabbos, are saying, "Oh, l'kavod Shabbos kodesh," and they're buying they're picking up the dry cleaning and they're saying l'kavod Shabbos, and they're taking a shower and they're thinking, "Oh, I'm doing things for Shabbos." So a person like that is going to have such more of an amazing, uplifting spiritual experience than the one who just, you know, okay, I do it. You know, my wife gave me a shopping list. I'm going to do it, but come on, like, okay, I'd rather be doing other things. No, we saw from the Rambam that's our ikar kavod. The greatest glory we have is preparing for the king, preparing for that amazing experience of Shabbos. We spend, yes, one out of every 7 days of our lives, over a seventh of our life is spent in Shabbos, to enjoy it and to appreciate it. You know, this is a big level, but Rav Chaim Chernyshev, the Be'er Maim Chaim, he never slept on Shabbos. I think he said like this. I think he said, because you have to be, it was called being Shomer Shabbos. So Shomer is a guard. And a guard can't sleep when he's on duty. You get fired if you're sleeping. So if I'm Shomer Shabbos, I got to stay awake. Meaning, to him, Shabbos was such a transformative appearance, he just couldn't bring himself to sleep. Yeah, okay. So I don't think we're on that level. We sleep. For many of us, taking a good nap is an Onik Shabbos. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. But I think this was a good topic to discuss about what practical examples are, where it comes from, the different opinions about the level of obligation, and practically how we can go ahead and fulfill that. So I want to thank everybody for learning tonight. Always enjoyment. And Amir Tzashem, we'll continue with this next week. Ira, I appreciate the homework, and hopefully I'll have a good answer for you by next week.